One thing, you know, having been through this many, many times, demand waxes and wanes. It's very fickle and will depend upon what's in the news, politics, things like that. A change in the virus could change demand dramatically. So we need to keep that longer term perspective, that that's a very fickle metric. In regards to vaccine confidence, that's really the major underlying issue. For the journalists that are interested, I published a review article on this in the New England Journal in 2011 and looked back all the way to the 1700s in the US. Every single vaccine, with a couple of decade exception in the post-World War II timeframe, has been met equally with this kind of hesitancy. The questions may change, but they all have the same underlying premise. And if I were a little more philosophical about it, the issue relates to this. When somebody is hesitant or has rejected vaccines, they may have legitimate questions. That's on us to provide the data for. More often, what they have is an inadequate interpretive key with which to take in what is, after all, very nuanced and sophisticated information.